6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom,
bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipping dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of them damn dare Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team. Never. It's him. It is him. It doth be a Marvel consuming fan indeed. It's DPP.
What is that? Because we're getting ready for some Thunderbolts this weekend, PC? Asterisk. Thunderbolts asterisk.
Asterisk.
Thunderbolts asshole.
Asterisk.
What's the asterisk?
I say asterisk.
Asterisk? Isn't it asterisks? I don't know.
I'd say whatever the fuck I want.
Mathematician?
Goddamn. No, we're going to see Thunderbolts.
Hell yeah.
Screen X, DP. I think we've fallen in love with the Screen X.
I like the Screen X. It's interesting.
I just don't think, like, we could have done 3D, but this one is kind of like, I didn't think Cap. I mean, there's parts of it that you can benefit from 3D, right? Like, we love 3D, but, like, there's some movies you're like, okay, that's 3D for sure. And some of them, I'm like, maybe I don't need to sit there for 2 hours with two pairs of glasses on my face. You know what I mean?
Right. It depends on the movie. It certainly depends on the movie, which ones are better suited for different styles. Like, you know, some of that on the Screen X, some, you know, because it kind of turns off and on. So there's some parts that it makes sense to have it on. Some parts doesn't really benefit you at all or anything like that. And same with 3D. There's like, okay, some people put the 3D into the movie just for the sake of putting in 3D. It's like, well, okay, I don't really need to watch it in 3D. That doesn't make any sense to me. There's no point. But some of those, it's like, damn, that's pretty cool in 3D.
Right. I think, like, the more epic Marvel or DC ones that are a little bit more cosmic or maybe more, like, complete and total utter action, like, in, like, air and space. Otherwise, it's more, like, for me, animated stuff, right? A lot of good animated movies. Like, these Looney Tunes movies that are coming out, I want to go see them in the theater because I want to see Looney Tunes movies in 3D. Like, that's really some cool. of the best. Yeah, some of the best 3D stuff. Like, that is written for it, and it's easily done because you don't have to shoot it with a camera.
Who doesn't want to see Wile E. Coyote fall down a cliff in 3D?
Okay, so we're going to that one for sure. Yes, Roadrunner and Coyote, definitely some of our favorites. So yeah, DP and I, check out our X accounts at PC Tony, at It's Me DPP. I'm sure we'll have a few pictures from the movie. It'll be me, DP, and the Dillinator, Dave Sop, whatever you want to call him. He's got to work, so he won't be joining us. Brother Joe was less than interested and was purposely trying to forget when I came back and asked him. He goes, I thought the deadline had passed already. You know, I'm like, if you don't want to go, just say you don't want to go, you fucking knob.
That sounds about right.
Well, Saturday, 12:30, Ridge, Screen X. That's too early.
Yeah.
too early. I'm like, and I didn't even say it, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well, your brother's going to a hockey game at 6, and I don't go to movies much later than that anyway, so you're kind of fucked.
Right.
Nonetheless.
Gotten up earlier than that to go fishing. I know that. Come on.
We're still on speaking terms. It's okay. All right, DP. We've talked enough bullshit. Oh, no. I got to ask you about... Oh, first of all, happy birthday.
Hey,
I messaged you, but I haven't talked to you. We'll see you Saturday since you turned. But this is like the little over 2+ glorious weeks of the year where Dan is so much older than me. Like, it's by a whole number. He's just so old, dude. You're so out of touch with reality. You're fucking old, man.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What?
Yes, that's right. Dan and I are separated by less than 3 weeks. Dan is less than 3 weeks older than me, so I need to give him shit every once in a while. But more importantly, I wanted to ask you, had planned on having a beautiful day of video games. Was that accomplished?
I would have to say it's a very successful day.
So what did we play? Can you break it down for me? Tell me you played more than one game.
I played two games. They were both sports.
Hey! Were they the two games that I'd wished you... I messaged DP. happy birthday. May your day be filled with hat tricks and hole-in-ones. I'm guessing there was plenty of hat tricks. Were there any hole-in-ones?
Unfortunately, no hole-in-ones.
Not yet. That's all right. That's okay.
To hit the hole-in-one mark on 2K yet. But there was a few hat tricks, I would have to say, with the Stars. At least one. I know Duchesne with me got one because the Vancouver Canucks could suck in that game. I don't know how they made it to the conference finals, but you know, I'm kicking their ass and that was fun. That was a good game. And
Isn't that the worst though when you're in a video game and you're playing whether it's baseball, basketball, football, hockey, you go through this whole season, right? And you know who the best teams are because you're watching it in real life and you know coming in too, right? Like, you get into the playoffs, you want to play the best teams. And it almost never works like that. You know what I'm saying?
Somehow some garbage team gets passed. Yeah, and it's like, what?
Wow, yeah. Why? I'm like, oh, cool. In the NFC Championship, hopefully I can face the Eagles, right? No, the Saints made it to the NFC Championship somehow. I'm like, well, how the fuck did that happen?
Right. Well, out of nowhere. I know they did the same thing. At least in the second round, I got to play the Avalanche. So, you know, had a good series there. But then it was like, OK, conference finals, kind of crappy. But your team there, the Lightning, might be waiting for me in the Stanley Cup finals. Oh. We'll see.
Well, they've been officially eliminated from the real life Stanley Cup finals. Yeah, so.
Unfortunately.
But as a fan of the Lightning, I mean, like, I can't be like sitting here going, oh, damn, another first round playoff exit. No, we went to 3 Stanley Cups in a row and we won 2 of them. So, you know, you just kind of got to pay the piper for a couple years once in a while. But I think we're going to have more good conversations video game wise to come. I think DP and Dave are both really close to jumping in and doing some online tournaments with me, and hopefully we can gain some traction with some other people and start our own society and some fun tournaments like that. So what's your guy up to? You in the 80s yet?
83 after the last around there. I played a ranked, I played an online ranked tour or whatever one. I went and played
around. Yeah. The Pro-Am?
Yeah, the I Pro-Am. Played around.
What'd you shoot?
I shot 11 under, and I don't know what I finished yet. I don't think it's, I don't think it was technically over, but after that round, it was 21 under was the lead, and I was like 1500.
That's the way it works. So that's the way it works. Yeah. No, you're going to be up there, but every time you do that, like you get, you're going to go back in, right? The next time you play, and you spent 50 VC to play in it.
Yep.
You're going to get more than, you're going to get more than 50 VC back, and you probably already got it back after you finished the round.
I might, I got definitely got more than that back when I finished a round. I don't, I'm not sure. I played another round with my, just in my regular tour, my player thing. Yeah. And I don't know if it was from the, you know, completing some of the things that you complete as you go, you know, amount of greens and amount of yardage, you know, all that different stuff. But I got another bonus. I got like a 600 VC credit. And I don't know if that was from that tournament or
it's
not. Because unless they would specifically tell me.
It's going to be from, so that was just completing goals in your My Tour.
Yeah, the goals.
That was completing goals in, that was completing goals in your My Tour.
Way more than I've gotten in any of the goals in My Tour so far. So I must have hit a, I obviously hit a big one there, but
so like playing ranked tours and playing in your My Tour is where you're gonna get the most VC back. So you can get your guys' player points up. So eventually you have enough, like I have 9,000 VC and I'm a freaking 899 and I have all my equipment bought and all I'm doing is basically leveling up my equipment. There's not enough clothes for me to buy. Like it's only, you can only buy. So they don't give you everything. That's why, like, so like my suggestion to you guys is like daily different stuff goes on sale at the PGA Superstore for your guy. So like, whatever you're on, make sure the first thing you do is go check that and see what like special items are on sale. Like today I picked up a pair of Jordans that I didn't have yet for golf shoes. The other day, they had a pair of cool Oakleys that I wanted for sunglasses. Right. So like the fun thing about accessorizing is right with the golf guy, it's like hat, sunglasses, collared shirt, glove, watch, pants or shorts, belt and shoes. Like, getting to do all this shit to kind of make your guy feel cool, right? And then have you gone in and changed your guy per round? Do you have four outfits, one for each round yet or no?
I don't have enough for different rounds, but I have enough shirts. I got the same two pair of pants.
Right, that's
but I
okay.
have four different shirts and I have two of them are Nikes, so I made sure I'm, you know, signed up with Nike for my sponsor for apparel for now.
And that's fun, and that's fun too, you know. You, and that's the thing too, if you really want to get more stuff from your sponsor, from a certain brand, make them your sponsor, right? So
you level up there too. I just realized too, I just found out, like, you know, trying to unlock those different tiers for your I don't know what you call them, this when you're upgrading your player, you have the different tiers for the different shot types and stuff like that. You can only unlock some of those if you have a certain player archetype. So you have to create new players to do that in order to open them up. Then you could use them for other, your other players, but you have to play as those type of guys to unlock those.
Oh,
so I was like,
okay.
Oh shit. So like that power driver thing, you have to be a powerhouse in order
to get it. Yeah.
And then once you get it,
to get the green.
Yeah. Once you get it, then you can unlock it. Then you can use it for the other players, but you have to play, you have to build up that type of guy first. So you're going to have to create a couple more guys and at least rank them up. I'm like, oh, fuck that. It's not that you need it.
Can I tell you a secret? I'm not going to. And I'm going to tell you a secret too, Dan.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Okay, Dr. Phil. We'll be right back. Adam Ray as Dr. Phil is phenomenal. No, like, you... I'm not going to go through and do all that again. That's insane. That's a lot of time.
That's so stupid. When I saw that, I'm like, that's so dumb.
Level up your equipment. You know what I mean? I would have picked a different guy. I'm a sculptor, and I don't even usually sculpt my shots. I wish I was just picked one of the greensmen or the powerhouse. One of the two, right?
I know. Me too, because I picked a technician, and now I'm like, oh, I wish I would have been one of the other two. I could have, whatever.
I don't think it matters.
You can even up
the thing
everything.
I'm going to tell you, though, Dan, is... I usually shoot somewhere between 9 and 12 under in that same Pro-Am rank tours that you play. So you're right there already.
Yeah. It doesn't, it really doesn't matter because you can build, you can, when you increase your stats, you can increase it to wherever you need, no matter what type you are, and building your little icons and upgrades and everything, you can pretty much get the same thing anyway.
There are some different things you can do that's difficult, but yeah, I mean, the best I've done in that pro-am, and we'll move on after this. Do we even take our first commercial yet?
Nope.
Okay. Then we'll definitely move on after this right here. The best I've done though, like I usually between honestly 9 and 12, I'll shoot 13, 14, 15. Good day. I did finish top 10. I finished ninth, one tournament. I shot 21 under. I birdied all the par fours. I eagled the four par fives, and the second hole was a par three, and it was like 230 yards, and it was like I ended up with like a 16 foot putt that was super breaking fast, and I missed it. So like in two holes in, I'm like, all right, well, there goes the pipe dream. And little did I know, sticking with it, I would shoot my best one ever at 21 under. So, all right, more stories like that to come. DP and I are loving the game. I hope Dave is too. I'm pretty sure he is. So, but for right now, you're listening to the 474th edition of the DWI podcast right here on Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/the Chairshot. Plenty of great designs. You will love one. At the very least, I can tell you this makes a great gift as well for the wrestling fan in your life. Getting a wrestling t-shirt as a surprise, I know I would be thrilled. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/the Chair Shot. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I'm tempted to run through the rest of the show in 5 minutes and say, okay, Dan, well, now you got a half an hour. We can play two rounds real quick online. No, oh, we'll get there. You know, we'll get there. We'll get there. I'm guessing like Saturdays are going to be really good for you and I when you're like, I'm going down to play some video games. Right. Let's go.
Good afternoon. You know? I think I'm going to have some open weekends for a while. So yeah, Saturdays probably pretty good times. Afternoons.
Works for right.
I'll be drunk already, but a couple rounds.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Were you drinking at all when you were playing or no?
Not Tuesday. Tuesday night.
Have you played while you're drinking?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
I
think I'm
hockey.
I think I'm okay.
That was not great. I mean, that's not great. And,
all right, we got to talk wrestling. This isn't a winner. It's you.
Shit.
We're gonna run down some five key things from SmackDown and Raw this past week, and then we got a really fun last call for you today. If you haven't figured it out yet, go look back at the title. That's last call. SmackDown, two brand new champions, DP Zelina Vega. Let's start there. Brand new United States, second ever Women's United States champion. I am so happy for Zelina Vega. Like, she's a great worker. She's got a great look. I think she's underrated on the mic. I think she can actually talk really well and get her point across. So I'm really looking forward to what this run brings from her. But I'm also disappointed that Chelsea Green lost the title. She's one of the best champions in all of professional wrestling over her run here. Like, this will look back and go, it's going to be a long time before someone has a better run with this very title. Like the Secret Hervis, like that's insane. She like everything that she was doing was awesome. So what were your thoughts on that belt finally changing hands after an historic, you know, initial title run?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Zelina Vega definitely well deserved. She, you know, hasn't really gotten her due more or less. And yeah, she's really great in the ring. I think she's probably underrated on the mic. She can hold her own for sure. And it was really cool to actually see her win a title, kind of similar to Chelsea Green, you know, when she won it. It was really nice to see, you know, the excitement or whatever when they could win a title. I would love for her to hold on to it for a bit. I think that's probably good.
SummerSlam?
You know? Yeah. You know, but Chelsea Green, if she's taking a break or whatever from what it seems to sound like, I don't know if that's true or not. You know, just listen, watching her tweets or whatever, like, kind of fun, you know, having a good time with it. Just adds more to that character, and I think just a more evolution of her character is just going to keep coming, because she nails it, and she's just really great. So I'm looking forward to just what happens after this now.
That's the crazy awesome new thing that's out there, is interweaving reality and storyline through social media. And like Jeff Cobb is doing the same thing right now. He's like, oh, retirement, you know, fits me well. Or he said something about being retired. And like, then that was this morning I seen that. And then this afternoon I see WrestleVotes go, yeah, his name's come up now in creative. It shouldn't be long. I'm like, okay, see, that's perfect. That's the way it is. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, kudos to Vega. Shout out to Green. Hopefully she's back sooner than later. Hey, man, maybe they've seen enough where they're like, okay, take a break. When you come back, we're putting you in the like main title, you know, big title picture. So I don't see why not, especially having a stable like the Secret Hervis is like, it's fucking awesome. So
yeah, you could keep going on with that, which is great.
If the normal, you know, week to week of the main roster talk seems short this week, it's because it's going to be. Next week is already Backlash, and we're going to save all that for then. So this is going to kind of be a quick rundown of 5 points from Raw and SmackDown. We'll talk about all the implications of what's going to happen moving forward from Backlash next week. Hopefully with Big Dave, as we do on pre-pay-per-view stuff. We'll see. Maybe we'll get another person too. Might get a Dave sub. Street Profits retain in a TLC match over Motor City Machine Guns and DIY. This was just an amazing match, DP. I mean, like, when we get to how do you watch wrestling, like, I will bring this up. Like, I watched this whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a reason, but why this one was not on a WrestleMania card baffles me. Unless they were trying to, you know, just spike SmackDown a little bit for after Raw and have a big match, or after WrestleMania and have a big match.
You got two tag titles out of the three on WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. The New Day won.
True.
And Liv Morgan.
All right.
And Becky Lynch, right? And Becky Lynch. So, yeah. I mean, those are all bigger than all the people in this match.
Sure, but I mean,
I hear people bitching about that online too. Like when, like in the IWC, it's like,
oh, well, Motor City Machine Guns, why they go to WWE? So this is what they're doing. And I'm like, really, really?
I don't know. I thought it was
can't fit everybody on WrestleMania.
That's just my question. Why would you pick a different one over?
What would you have switched? What would you have switched? Would you put this in over War Machine and New Day?
Put this over War Machine and New Day if you have to switch. Doesn't mean that you have to take away either of the tag matches. You could take away something else. I don't know. I have to look at the card again.
The card again? What is it? A sweater?
It's a pullover.
I mini snorted there. I laughed so hard at my own little joke. I just did a little undercover. It's a cardigan.
God. But yeah, I mean, ridiculously good match by these guys. You know, kind of tried to, in a sense, little, you know, replicate but enhance the spear off the, you know, hanging Jeff Hardy, you know, whatever, Ciampa. You know, but added the table to it, which was, they did that spot perfectly, really well done. Just, I mean, we talked about some kind of match between, you know, when we were talking about a WrestleMania card, you know, potentially like a fatal four way or something with these three teams involved, knowing that it was going to be a killer match. And then we got TLC instead, which was just amped it up and made this ridiculously good. Like this is like, these guys could put on new era TLC style matches like Hardy's, Dudley's, Edge and Christian did in the 90s and bring back tag team wrestling. Like, this shit's crazy. It was really good.
How'd you like the prosthetic leg use?
That was funny. I imagine that had to have been a plant, but
remind you of anything?
Well, you had the arm, right?
Yes.
You brought the hand, the arm.
Yes, there was a fans bring the weapons, Bruce City Wrestling, like street fight or something, and it was a fatal four way, and Dave Sopp was in it, and at the time I was working retail, and we had this wooden mannequin, like full size, but it was like jointed wooden body, right? So I had the right arm. So I put my right arm, my own right arm, inside of my jacket, not the sleeve, and I put this thing, this mannequin arm, which would go all the way up to your shoulder and then all the way down to the tip of its fingers, in my sleeve of my jacket, and walked in like that to get it in. My plan was to get to talk to Dave when we got there, Dave Sopp, but I wasn't able to because I was going to have him come over and start an argument with me and pull it out of my jacket. But when I couldn't find him to get him out there, I grabbed one of the other ring guys and I said, take this in the back and make sure they use it in the match. Tell Frank it's from PC. So they ended up using it in the match, right?
Yeah.
But do you remember the first thing I did when we got in? I pulled it out of my jacket and who was there? Do you remember who was sitting there signing autographs at a side table? The big outside guy that they brought in?
Oh, Boom Boom Cabana.
And I did, what did I do? I went right up to him and I said, I looked right at him and I pulled this thing out of my jacket, like my arm, right? And there's no other arm. My other arm's in my jacket. And you can't really tell. It's pretty good. And I hold up my left hand and I go, high five, Cole Cabana. And he
gave you the weird.
His face immediately becomes puzzled and scared. And he slowly raises his hand as if to go, I think this is the best thing I should do right now is not to get smacked by this one-armed man and his prosthetic arm. And I gently high-fived Colt Cabana with that mannequin arm. I think I have some of the most eclectic and great stories from, like, meeting professional wrestlers.
I think so. Between that and Dalton Castle, I think
those are both good. Those two are right up there. Okay, so yeah, that's quick. So I have to tell that one. We're over at the Slurp and Burp. It's a bar, by the way, folks. Yes, the bar was called the Slurp and Burp. Yeah. We would go to, and it's a tiny little dive bar in Stallus. And I walk into the bathroom, and some dude's in the shitter, and I go to the urinal, and basically those are next to each other with just the barrier for the shitter there. And then, like, immediately to my right, like, I could reach over and turn it on if I wanted to, was the sink. And then I could turn around and touch the door, too, that you come in from. So Dalton Castle was a big name Frank brought in that day. And they were sitting at the bar when you walk past them to go to the bathroom. But then I hear the door open, and I kind of turn to my right, and I can, in the mirror, I can see who walked in, and it's Dalton Castle. And he goes, oh, full house. And I go, sink's open. And he goes, not low enough for my dong. And he walked out. And that was it. And the dude in the fucking shitter starts laughing his ass off. Because he kind of knew it was Dalton Castle. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to Raw.
Yes, indeed.
Pat McAfee versus Gunther. You excited?
That'll be fine. Not super excited, but
it's what Gunther needs, right? Like, they're like, okay, shit, we need to give some, like, we talked about this.
Heat back.
Like, something. Like, he's boring as fuck when he had the title, for me, at least, like, the second half of his title reign. Now, like, the hardest thing to do after your first title reign, world title reign, is what do you do when you lose it? How do you keep continue to make yourself significant? And this is a softball for WWE, considering how much people love Pat McAfee.
Oh, yeah. Beloved ring announcer, and not ring announcer, but commentator. Jeez. And, yeah, you know, he can take some bumps in the ring. He's athletic. He's put on some good matches when he's been in there. So it's a... It's like the always, you know, when you need super heat, who do you attack? And it was, you know, JR or whatever, the king back in the day, you know, in their hometowns. So, I mean, this isn't, you know, it's going to be in St. Louis, but it's yeah, it's a great opportunity to put more heat back on Gunther. Kind of guessing McAfee is taking his break. He usually disappears for the summer. So this is a great opportunity for him to get pummeled at the towards the end, you know, if whatever happens, you know he's going to put up a fight, but then it can be after the bell, whatever type of thing, and, you know, injure him enough, quote, to, you know, put him on the shelf for a while.
No, good call. I feel the same way. How about the possible Logan Paul versus Jey Uso championship title match? Looks like we're getting it. The question I want to ask is, do you think the possibility of Jay dropping this title this quick? But I don't want to ask that yet because I'm going to talk about it next week. So just quick reactions to the interaction, which I thought was great.
Paul's going to be fantastic on the mic, as always. You know, he knows how to get heat and, you know, get people to hate him. So it's a perfect foil. And he's like, we talked about this before, but he's the guy they plant in basically at these points. Didn't he do this last year too? Like, he steps in and challenges for the title, like right after Mania kind of thing. You know, I think it fits him perfectly too, because he's, you know, kind of a part timer. So get him, you know, in those matches. It sounds like he wants
to been pretty full. He's been pretty full time for a while. He's keeps showing up. I love it. He says he wants to be a champ. You got to keep showing up to be a champ then.
True, especially if you're coming in like that. I think so too, and it sounds like he wants to put in the extra work, and I'm all for it because he's fantastic in the ring and he's a freaking heat magnet. So
did you see that he had offered Stone Cold $1 million to wear the Prime bottle, and then that leaked out, and then Austin just did an interview and wasn't like pissed about it, but he's just like, yeah, man, you know, I'm kind of old school. Maybe we don't have to pull all the curtain all the way back all the time. You know, like, he's like, it's magic. It's an illusion. Like, don't tell me how it works. Let me figure it out. I know it's not real, but I still want to figure it out on my own. You know,
I want to be surprised. So, I want to be, you know, I want to feel like that. Stone Cold's old school. You know that. And he's not going to be happy when that stuff comes out. There's no way in hell that he was ever going to do that. I don't think, like, that's just not him. And
unless they would have figured out like a really cool storyline, but like, he doesn't want to be involved in that because he just doesn't. He's a lot like PC Tunney. He don't want to leave where he is. Yeah, right.
He's
like,
good.
I'll go up to Green Bay. I'll go all to La Crosse. I'll go up to Eau Claire. I'll take a trip to Madtown, but I don't feel like going out of the state. You know, so if Mania's in Vegas, Steve's rolling down from Northern Nevada. You know, right. if the chair shot gets together in Minnesota for SummerSlam, you know, I'll drive my ass up there with DP. But that's about
far,
it.
It's not far off from La Crosse.
No. All right. Ending Raw, Sami Zayn, who I had targeted as a possible person to join this new Wrecking Crew of Paul Heyman, Seth Rollins, and Bron Breakker, was given options all night Monday, like all the way to the point where, like, Sammy, you're clearly not with us. Like, I love you. You can be the next challenger for John Cena's title, whoever wins at Backlash. Right? All you got to do is transfer to SmackDown.
Paul Heyman gave him the offer.
Wouldn't do it. Had the match. Pretty much got taken out.
Yeah, interesting. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that, I guess, that he couldn't be, but boy, it sure seems like they're not. And that's fine. You know, after he didn't turn on Jay when they did the celebration, because it sure seemed like that was going to happen there. I figured he was going to stay babyface, and that's fine because he is the plucky underdog that everybody loves, and he can continue to do that. It doesn't seem like fans are turning or anything at this point, so you could keep him in that role and keep him as part of the group fighting against these guys, you know. So I'm still curious as to who they might bring in. I like that the story they tell with those guys, though, with you know, their real life, you know, things that they are friends, they do love each other, they, you know, talked like, hey, we're buddies, you know, it's, you can, you know, if you don't want to join us, that's cool, but you're going to be in my way, you know, so just think about that, you know, and everything. So I like that they, you know, Rollins and Sammy can kind of, the way they do their conversing, I think has been really well done over the past year with this whole story.
The same fucktards, that's right, I'll start over again so you know exactly that I meant to say it. The same fucktards that think Motor City Machine Guns should have went to AEW because they had a fucking amazing TLC match on SmackDown instead of WrestleMania are the same fucktards that thought Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens should leave when their contracts were up, but except that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are the unspoken MVPs of the WWE roster that carry storylines, can go both ways, heel and face both ways, and carry anyone. Truly legends, both of them.
Yeah, ridiculous. Like they're ridiculously good in the ring and storytelling and selling in the ring to make it look good. Like, yeah, you can't go wrong with either of those two guys. You know, Sammy's day is coming for sure. It's going to be fantastic. I'm hoping it's after Kevin Owens comes back, whether he comes back as a babyface or not, which he might, because this whole bit may just go like, all right, we can turn him back babyface. I think the crowd's going to love it when he returns. So that would be a really cool moment to see them two standing in the ring. Sami Zayn is champion. We'll see if it happens.
Last words right there from DPP on the current scene of the main roster right there on WWE. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, a last call. And I ask you all, how do you watch professional wrestling? We'll be right back.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 474. DP, hit the music.
A last call. Alcohol.
What do you mean it's last call?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about. And as I speak, Thursday evening, it's been just under 24 hours since I, on my X account at PC Tunney, posted, how do you watch pro wrestling? Live, recorded, angry, sad, mad, or glad? Let me know. So if you're listening now and you haven't already let me know, please go and do so. I had a few people from our own network tell me how do they watch professional wrestling when I asked that question, live, recorded, angry, sad, mad, or glad, DP. Dave Ungar, best friend of Shu. Throw him a bone, play it. You're my best friend. Speaking of bestie, just dropped the first ever edition of Unidentified History. This is myself, DJ, and Dave, which has become the Wrecking Crew trio of Attitude of Aggression. Brand new thing. We're going to cover the UAPs, the UFOs, the unidentified that's happening, and the things that are all coming out right now. I had a really good time with them. Of course, you got the big five. We're about to do King of the Ring 95. Ugh, throw up in my mouth a little bit. And we're covering the final season of Game of Thrones. Game Gone Wrong as Dave watches that last season of that series for the first time, along with DJ and myself, who have seen it three times. Likely going to carry it over into House of the Dragon and keep that thing going too as well. DJ, usually recorded unless it's a PLE, and more often than not, I'm glad. Patrick O'Dowd, when I feel like it.
Sounds about right.
Honest answer though, DVR, when I feel like it. Number one chair DVR. Shot ball right there. Yeah. Who's
gonna find... I got my TiVo unit out, Patrick, Jesus.
Aren't most of them now, like, you got like the, you got like the smaller digital boxes that just hook into like the cloud that's for your house and the main box, right?
Yeah. Like AT&T still has that. I think they can get that.
Yeah.
It all records to one unit now. It's not recorded to different boxes.
I do remember, DP, when you and I first started living together in our early 20s, we had the TiVo.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And it was revolutionary, right? Like,
oh, man.
I think, like, I think I remember the biggest thing I remember. Let's take the Office, right? We love the Office. We lived together. We're roommates while the Office was starting. Right, we didn't live together long enough to finish the series, which is fine.
It's a long time,
but it would have been a long time. But we would literally wait until it was on at 7 Central. Right, we would literally wait until what 7:08, 7:09, so we could just fast forward through the
get rid of the commercials.
So
did the same thing with Monday Night Raw too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Monday Night Raw was like 7:45.
Yeah,
7:45. Yep. But how do you watch professional wrestling? Like, do you watch it live? What do you watch live? You record it? Do you fast forward when you record it? Do you just fast forward through the commercials, or do you fast forward through parts you don't want to watch, matches you don't want to watch? PLEs, right? Do you fast forward through? Do you wait so you can fast forward through PLEs? Stuff like that. I'm always glad when I'm watching pro wrestling, because like I wouldn't start to watch it unless I wanted to watch it. I don't generally watch Raw live on Netflix. I just don't want to stay up until 10:15, or whatever time it ends up being. So I like to do it, watch that on Tuesdays. It's easy with Netflix, whatever. SmackDown's the one out of the two for WWE that I'll main roster that I might catch on a Friday, but generally I don't do that either. I'll watch that Saturday or Sunday morning. The funniest thing is the three shows that I don't watch are the ones I check in on live. So Tuesdays I'll check in on NXT on the CW. I generally won't stick around long unless there's something I specifically made sure I wanted to catch. I'll check in on Dynamite every once in a while, just because most of the time, like Wednesdays, I'll end up be watching like Big Bang Theory and then Dynamite's on. And I'm like, all right, let's see if they can do something today. But that's usually like last night I tuned in and Sasha Banks was out there and I'm like, okay, click. And I even tweeted about that, like peace out. Yeah. And then tonight you got TNA, which is probably, you know, one of the more underrated shows. Andrew Belaz covering that on thechairshot.com every week for you. I'm lucky that I have DirecTV and I have the channel that it's on. So I'll tune in there every once in a while too. So funny enough, Dan, the stuff I follow and love, I don't watch live, but the stuff I really don't follow, I'll just check in on once in a while. But every PLE I watch live. The only rare time it might not be that way is if it is an overseas pay-per-view in the summer and I'm golfing, I'm just going to wait until I get back and then start watching. Dan, how do you watch professional wrestling?
Well, I can say with the PLEs, I'd probably be in the same boat there. I mean, I always watch them live, unless there's some kind of circumstance that I'm unavailable to start watching it at its beginning time, then I will usually now you can start it during the middle and, you know, kind of catch up. So I might try to do that, but usually I'll be watching those live. When it comes to watching the weekly episodic things, you know me, you know, I'm an analyst. I kind of, when I watch things, I'm analyzing everything that's going on. I'm generally, I would say, in the glad area, because I do like watching generally glad.
Generally in the glad.
Because I do enjoy watching wrestling. So I'm not going to be mad that I'm watching it. I may be, when I'm watching it, I'll watch the matches and go, okay, they didn't, that one wasn't really that great because of this or that. And maybe I'm like, well, I'm not a fan of watching that, but I'll more or less be happy that I'm watching wrestling. When it comes to Raw, yeah, I usually will join late. So again, same as what we used to do. So I could skip the commercials and catch myself up. SmackDown, I'm kind of the same way. I watch it on the weekends. I don't watch it on Fridays.
Let me just say,
doing something.
The cool thing about Netflix and Raw is if you wait until, like, I usually, so I'll get home on Tuesdays, and Tuesdays, like, my, I know, I record DWI on Thursdays, and I'll record Pot is War on Wednesdays, and I'll have a few drinks, right? But, like, it's usually not as many as you think.
Yeah.
But Tuesdays is, like, my party night during the week. I love Kill Tony, and that comes out Monday night, and so does Raw. So when I get home from work on Tuesdays, like, I have 4 hours of content, and, it, like, let's go. And I'm going to bed after it's over because we're getting it on. So, like, Kill Tony and then Raw. But here's the thing. I don't watch the matches.
Right. Yep. I was going to get into
that. If I'm not interested in the matches, sorry, keep going.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that's nice is if you do watch it after the show's completely over, commercials don't even come up. So you can, that's what's really cool. I like that.
Yeah. That was the point I was trying to make, and I sidetracked myself.
Yeah. but yeah, to kind of expand what you're talking about, though, I will generally, I will watch, you know, the interactions, you know, the promos, stuff like that. When it comes to the matches, unless it's one I'm interested in, you know, like the TLC match or whatever, most of the time I will fast forward through most of the match and watch the ending so
watch
that I can understand what happens at the finish and, yeah, everything like that. So, and if it was, if I hear like, oh, wow, the rest of it was actually really, really good, maybe I'll go back and watch the whole thing. But otherwise, yeah, kind of skip the matches for the most part when it comes to the weekly stuff. But, yeah, I think that's, you know, I used to watch NXT all the time. Now I just haven't had time to watch it, which sucks because I know that one's really good. Otherwise, I'm not really watching anything else other than Raw and SmackDown just because I don't have the time to pop in and out and watch that kind of stuff. I record it. I have it available if I wanted to watch it, but I never end up getting to it. So, you know, that's kind of how I watch, you know.
Yeah, you don't even need to record. The only thing you really need to record if you have it available is TNA. Like NXT and with AEW being on Max now are just streamable.
They're available.
So, yeah. All right, folks, that's the show this week. Please, like, at podcast DWI, at it's me DPP, at PC Tunney, like, feel free, if you're listening to this show, like, just send us a little blurb, a little post on X, and how do you watch professional wrestling? We want to know. Maybe we'll talk it about again next week if we get more people. But, like, I'm a story guy. I'm less of a watching a match guy. Like, I can remember being a kid. Like, I just, oh, there's a match of professional wrestling. It's so cool. Like, I just want to watch the wrestling, you know? And I only want to really want to hear one or two guys talk because they're the only, you know? And then you become, then we got spoiled in the Attitude Era. And then now I've grown into this, like, it's a soap opera for me. I only need to watch the important matches. I watch all the PLE stuff. That's where the good matches are. A lot of the stuff they do in the PLEs is the interactions they have in those matches leading up to are stuff they're making sure they're going to get right there. But yeah, I'm like, I'll watch more of the backstage and in-ring promo stuff percentage wise, way higher than the matches. Like you said, you know,
yeah.
There's appointment viewing for matches where this is a big one or, man, this guy's here. Let me see how, or wow, this matchup, this guy and this guy, I got to watch, but it doesn't happen a lot on especially non go home or post PLE PVP, you know, Raw or SmackDown.
Right. A little more few and far between when it comes to the weekly shows. And yeah, I'm kind of the same way. You know, I like to analyze it. I like to look for clues. I like to listen to the story. I'm a big on this. If you know me, I'm, you know, I've always said it, like, give me a reason to care. Like, that's telling a good story. Make me believe it, you know, make me want to watch. And the stories are great. And that's what I try and listen to and go, oh, hey, they said that, you know, I wonder if that means this is going to happen. And trying to figure out where they're going is kind of my favorite thing. I like the detective stuff too. So it's fun to pay attention to those stories and watch that and see what's going on and try and figure out where they're going to go.
Wonderfully said, DP. We did it again for the 474th time, folks. Don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast. DP, hit them with all the socials.
Well, that it's me, DPP, all over the worldwide social media interwebs if you want to listen to me. Or if you want to listen to this show, at Podcast DWI on the X or Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
You can find me at PC Tunney all over Chairshot Radio Network on all of your favorite streaming platforms. Head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And don't forget about TheChairShot.com. Tons of great coverage. We'll see y'all next week as we head to Backlash.
I watch some wrestling.
Yeah.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.